Just in time for the summer season, today's Centennial Commons ribbon-cutting ceremony is a welcome call to the neighboring West Philadelphia community to enjoy a refurbished section of Fairmount Park. Let's travel to Parkside Edge with Plan Philly contributor Ashley Hahn. Ashley, welcome back to Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
The Please Touch Museum and down the street, the MAM Music Center, are attractions that draw folks near and far. But this effort is primarily for those who live around those Parkside neighborhoods and those wonderful homes built, I believe, back in the 1890s.
That's right. East Parkside is a really vibrant community, and neighbors love spending time in West Park. But there hasn't been a lot to really draw them in. And a lot of the amenities that you speak about, like the MAN or the Please Touch Museum, are really a regional draw. And there hasn't been enough attention focused on making the park serve the neighborhood. So that's what Parkside Edge is really meant to do.
So today was the ribbon cutting, but go back to the genesis of the serious work to bring us to this day.
So about a decade ago, the Fairmount Park Conservancy started thinking about how to really move a planning idea forward in this community and really try to think about ways that the park could better serve neighborhoods in West Philadelphia. So they did a long ground game, and they worked with a lot of community partners. There are really active resident associations and now a new community development corporation in that area. And so they've worked with residents to try to understand how people really want to use the park. And one of the things that people really said they wanted was a space that felt close to Parkside Avenue, so it was easy to get to, but welcomed people of all ages. So it had to be comfortable for seniors. It had to be okay for little kids to get to. And they came up with a design that's a series of porches that really echo the historic architecture on Parkside Avenue.
Plenty of ground, but they really had to start from ground zero in terms of basic amenities like benches and bathrooms.
Yeah, this part of the park really had no amenities. There's still no bathroom there, but hopefully that will change at some point. There were a few broken benches and not a trash can in sight. And in the whole Centennial District, there was only one playground. And a playground is a part of a very big phase two that is currently being fundraised to build. But for starters, Fairmount Park Conservancy and the city and the neighborhood partners really wanted to start on the Parkside Edge so that neighbors really felt like they could have their own space in this part of the park.
Let's note this is merely a phase in the refurbishment. What's the eventual goal in terms of what you can find in the park?
Well, the eventual goal is to build a very complex, multi-age space. There's a German playground designer who's working on that with Studio Brian Haynes, and it sounds like it's going to be incredible. A splash zone, a skating loop, a teen area, and so lots more amenities that I think will also be a regional draw. But really, people throughout Philadelphia should feel welcome, but really the neighbors are going to feel like it's theirs too because they're getting a hand in shaping it.
Though with all these additions, there's an understandable concern from many of the long-term residents that this is part of a gentrification effort that will ultimately compel them to seek out a life elsewhere. How are those concerns addressed?
Well, I think a lot of people feel like when new investment comes in a neighborhood that it hasn't seen a lot of investment, that maybe it's not meant for them. And I think that's part of the reason why Parkside Edge was designed for the neighbors. They were invited into the process of planning it, designing it, and now to use it. And I think when it comes to the fear that the rest of the park won't be, quote unquote, for them, they're really wanting to figure out ways to leverage the kind of public investment and private dollars coming into that neighborhood to be a force for equitable development. And so there's a new community development corporation, Centennial Parkside CDC. They're working with residents to try to represent resident interests when developers do come to the neighborhood and say, hey, we're interested in building over here. The hope is because they're starting to work together and talk together more and more, that they're building power collectively. And that puts the neighborhood in a very different position to manage change when it does come their way.
And yet, though, on an individual basis, we're hearing anecdotally about residents receiving unsolicited asks about, is your house for sale?
Absolutely. And if you've seen East Parkside, then you know how beautiful these buildings are. That said, you know, it's threatening when you receive a letter like that and you've lived in that community for 60 years and maybe nobody's been paying attention to it. So, yeah, I think residents have every reason to be nervous, but they will be the first to tell you they are going nowhere.
Ashley Hahn, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
It is always a pleasure to be here.
Plan Philly contributor Ashley Hahn.